Welcome, everybody, to the first episode of BL Cast. I am Camel, and this is...
Electric.
And this podcast, what we're planning on doing is we're going to cover stuff in the BL community. We're going to talk about drama, we're going to talk about mods, we're going to talk about builds.
And updates. No, just kidding.
Or lack thereof. get ready for plenty of snarky, lame jokes, because that is our specialty.
Yes.
But in all honesty, we are going to talk about what's going on in the community, and we're pretty excited to do it. We've been pretty excited to do this podcast for a while now. Electric bought a nice fancy mic. If you can tell, I didn't buy a new mic because I'm poor as shit. I don't have a disposable income, unlike this freaking college boy here.
You know what? I don't need your sass. That's all.
Okay. Get ready for a fun-filled 20 minutes, Electric, because it's going to be full of sass. It's Christmas once again, guys. You can feel it in the air. And you can hear it, too, evidently. I don't know where that came from.
It came from there are elves living my walls.
The spirit of Christmas flowing through Electric's living room.
Living room?
Fuck off. Okay, let me do my story, Electric. All
right.
It's 2014 right. Blocklander of the Year. It's a big deal. As you may know, last year, XR7 announced his 2013 Blocklander of the Year, and the champion was Exe, of course, running off the really nice trailer he made. And the finalists were Felipe, Nell, and of course, me. Fourth place is the best.
It's not really placing, but, you know, it's up
there. I placed, okay? Look, I'm on there. I'm right there. Fourth, anti-block, in parentheses, camel, okay?
Well, yeah,
did
okay,
you place Electric? Huh?
Well, no, yeah. But I was there.
I thought so. And I won.
Care about myself. I'm not that egotistical.
I won lots of money and fame.
I don't care.
A house.
Okay. I don't care.
But this year is bound to be another jam-packed year. We've got such people running, like Sir Duble. We've got Doughboy. We've even got XR7 running, which seems a little weird. And he's making the poll. Might be some rigging going on. I'm just kidding, buddy. I love you. I don't love you. So, RTB is no longer with us. FE left the community. But, of course, in the absence of RTB, there have been plenty of people trying to make their own version. And recently, one has come under fire as being arguably the worst RTB clone yet, GRTB, a.k.a. Boys Modified RTB.
That's add-on of the year right there. I don't know what you're talking about.
Have you seen
that GUI? It's the best looking GUI I've ever seen.
It's pretty beautiful.
It rivals Slayer.
Yeah, it's a mess. Off the bat, the GUI is very unappealing. It's very blatantly a RTB ripoff, and Gothboy's name is plastered everywhere in the mod. It's basically a bad port, and to top it off, not only does he brag about basically beating out Greek RTB by kilobytes, he put his girlfriend's full real name in the credits, crediting her as the love of his life.
That is the best part. That makes it add-on of the year. Like I said, I think it's add-on of the year. I think... I mean, have you seen...
You're a big fan.
Oh, I am. Gothboy's tips, you know... Of course, his...
I do like Gothboy. You know, I thought Infomaniac, he was a little lame. I more prefer Gothboy. He can appeal to the younger generation.
Exactly. Well, now he has Infomaniac Jr.
Yeah.
So, it's like appealing to the younger audiences, you know? This is a Lego game, you know? Kids
I like it.
I guess.
You got it. Super Shift is used for moving bricks as a whole unit instead of stud bus. Thank you, Infomac Jr. I never heard that before. Oh, wait, I have. It's Infomaniac. You fucking repackage it. Okay?
I think...
So...
My favorite part, is the fact that he literally deleted the license text file. He tried to use that to justify his edit. He's like... People are like, well, it says in the license... You can't modify RTB. He's like, yeah, but I deleted that, so it's good, right?
I said it's like if you stole Guernica and then you scrawled over Picasso's signature and said, look what I painted. It doesn't work that way.
It
still exists. That's ridiculous. It's just, I mean, Rotondo already said, don't use the RTB name. Yeah. And obviously Effie doesn't, you know, he didn't want this. Why do you have to call it GRTB? Call it freaking anything else. Call it Blockland Connect. Call it Blockland World.
Well, I think the thing is, FELTs did say he didn't care if people modified RTB. He did say, like, right before he left, he didn't care about the license. But, I mean, still, it's like, you can't just plaster your name all over it and then say, oh, look at what I made, and when it's obviously an RTB ripoff. It's just...
I think...
It's like...
I was just gonna say, like, yeah, it's ridiculous. I really think what it is that RTB was so pivotal and important to Blockland, and... It's gone now, and everyone's freaking out, and everyone wants to be the new RTB.
Yeah, he wants to be that guy. He wants to be FELTs. Yeah.
I think, but I mean, Rotondo said, you can't use those three letters in conjunction, RTB. That's the only thing. You can make a new Return to Blockland-esque software. You can do anything he did, just you can't use those three letters. And it's just like, people can't avoid it, you know?
But it's GRTB. But, it's different.
You're right. I apologize.
Add-on of the year.
Oh, my God. Add-on of the year. Add-on of the year. You did it, Goth Boy.
Good job.
Good on you. Get the gold. Get the medal. There were some fun goings on in the thread. Rally doxed his girlfriend, the one that he posted the full name of. And then when he was criticized for doxing an innocent person who wasn't even on Blockland, he claimed that he just likes to collect, interpret, organize, and store data, which... Okay, sure. I know it's on the internet. Like, you've said this, Electric. You put it on the internet. You can't be so mad when people use it, you know? That is true. I mean,
I think he just did it for shits and giggles. Honestly, I think he just did it to, you know, cuz just to laugh at Goth Boy for putting his freaking girlfriend's real name in the credits for being that was embarrassing. The whole thing
but
is
I mean,
just
personally
embarrassing.
It's very embarrassing, but I just feel like it's just like it sucks for her, because imagine her, you know, she's chilling. I imagine, like, it's their anniversary, right? And she's all excited. Ooh, what's he gonna get me? Oh man, oh, a ring or something. We're gonna get a cool, like, pendant. Maybe he'll take me somewhere nice.
Nope, you're getting doxxed.
Like, hey, no, even better. Oh, come to my house. Oh yeah, of course. She goes over there. They're chilling. And then, so. I know it's our anniversary, and I got you a great present. Really? Yeah. I put your full name on a Blockland mod I made for a forum full of dudes. And she's like, ew! Okay. Thank you. Hello? It's 911? Yeah. Can I please get a new boyfriend? Oh, jeez. I'm just saying, look, Goth Boy, I got nothing against you. Most people... The only reason you're mad at you is because the way you are denying people in your thread, it's very douchey and you sound annoying. But the main point is you can still fix this, dude. You know?
Yeah.
If
he just says he's fucked up and say, you know what, I was being a moron. I'm going to put, you know, I'm just going to remove my name from all over it. I'm going to fix it up. I'm going to listen to you guys instead of just saying, oh, no, yeah, whatever, and making some excuse. You just gotta own up to it, you know?
I'm saying we all want a new RTB. If someone can make a new RTB, awesome. So, Goth Boy, fix your shit and stop arguing. But other than that, that's basically a big thing that's going on. It's a great read. It's 27 pages so far. You should check it out. And that's what's going on with Goth Boy.
Alright, so we got another drama that was very entertaining. It's BL Host. It was Zedro's free hosting service. He posted it a few days ago, claiming that he had 10 slots available and it was all going to be for free. What he didn't say is that he has no idea what he's doing. He basically... This hosting service used one key, I believe, and it had his name on it, so your server would say Zedro's such and such. And he hosted a website with a forum, which he later added a link to, which is against the rules, on frickin' Weebly, and it just like
God.
A default template. It looked fantastic.
Yeah. Forum of the year.
Oh, yes. And basically, people were a little suspicious at first, but you know, some people were signing up, and then Ipquarks, or I don't know how to pronounce his name, sorry. He basically explained that Zedro was a troll who has, you know, fished keys before and stolen add-ons and claimed an add-on and claimed it as his own. And his he posted it on the thread claiming that his email was being DDoSed with
His
autism, autism,
email.
autism.
Oh my God. Which someone
Which,
pointed out, he could have just like Googled the word DDoS because that's not a
well,
DDoS.
that's the thing.
That's
He
someone.
did look it up, and then he tried to say, "Yeah, that's what happened." He like used the definition and then like replied to
Yeah.
it with, he was like he also said that it gave him the email viruses. He claimed that after about 2 minutes afterwards, he like restarted his computer for updates, and there was like 700 Trojans in his computer.
700. Jesus.
And then he just basically shut it all down. After his move to drama, he just shut it all
I don't
down.
ever.
The best part is my creative name took BL, the BL host name before Zedro could, and just kept it.
Didn't CBM host just happen like a month ago? Are we just forgetting about that? Like, it's just these hosting services, it's really risky, you know? I think that, first off, Zedro, out of all the people to make a hosting service, he's the one who thinks he's gonna make a. I wouldn't even make a hosting service. I don't think I trust myself enough to have the responsibility to make a hosting service, you
Well, I
know?
mean, you gotta know what the fuck you're doing. I mean,
Yeah.
he didn't know the difference between his email being spammed and his it being DDoSed. I mean, he didn't he has he had no clue. He was completely
Yeah.
incompetent. It was hilarious to watch.
I mean, yeah, I think that at this point, yeah, hosting services, people, it just, every single one, okay, not even, you know what, no, not every single one. There have been some successful hosting services. RGB host, even Calf host was pretty dang good. I
Yeah,
mean, you
as
know.
much shit as Calfighter did, he did a really he as far as I know, he did a really good hosting service. Like that was top
But
notch, professional work. And it was actually like it was actually decent comp well not de well, it was good competition to RTB hosting till it got shut down.
yeah, and but even then, you know, Hammer Editor and all that stuff, it really we're not even gonna get into that, that's way in the past,
That
but it
was
just seems that
hilarious.
hosting services are just very, it just people aren't doing them right, and I think there needs to be a new idea. Bisjack actually had a pretty interesting idea regarding a hosting service. I'm gonna kind of paraphrase this here, but his idea was you're hosting the service and you have a pool of keys that you've bought, or maybe people have paid you for a key, and then when someone wants to use your hosting service, you lend them the key and they host with that, so that if anything happens, if you compromise it, you're only losing money and they don't get punished. Their main account doesn't get, you know, IP banned. And then when you want to stop hosting, you just give him back the key and he can relend it to other people. Now, I don't know if that goes against the lending key policy, but it certainly seems a lot safer than fucking just, you know, gambling with, give me your key dot, you can trust me.
Yeah.
In any case, Zedro's BL host idea didn't go up. It went up in smoke, and I mean, I'm
Well,
just waiting for someone to come along and get a good hosting service. I think it can be done.
in CBM's host defense, it actually, from what I've heard, it was actually good. It was actually a good service. It's just that whole key stealing scandal. I mean,
But I mean, would you call that a good service? Like, if I go to an awesome car wash and it's the best car wash, and then I go there one day and they
well, no,
remove
I'm
my
saying like,
doors,
you, I mean, besides,
it's gonna be a bad car wash all around, you know?
no, and I'm just saying
Like,
like besides that, like
yeah.
if they hadn't had the keys leaked, I think it would have, you know, it would have been the next, it would have just continued on, and you know, everyone would forget about RTB hosting, I think.
Yeah, I that would have been nice, but unfortunately, things can't always be nice, and
Yeah.
the electric.
No, they can't.
We just can't get along, Forms. We gotta get along.
Can't we all just get along? What's been going on, well, really the past 2 weeks, I'd say, are server crashes. This had been kind of happening, you know, a few months ago, but now it's really just skyrocketed, because I guess BLHack has been circulating again, and it allows you to literally crash servers with a press of a button. Our little friend Outpact, a problem user, has... Oh, yes, best friends.
Buddy.
Oh, yeah. He's been going around crashing servers until he got revoked and all of his accounts banned, but he's back again, and he's probably going to get banned again. But my personal favorite, even though it's a little bit of morbid... A little bit of, you know, morbid humor, is Phantom of the Crash. The whole do not say three thing. I mean, that was a dick move, but that was pretty funny.
They shouldn't have said three.
Exactly. It's their fault.
Listen to the man. Hey, he told you it was going to. He said, don't say three. You said three.
What do you do? You fucking say three. Whoa. My server crashed. Wonder what.
It's justified, obviously.
Exactly.
I wouldn't have said three.
Bad spot, please don't revoke us. We're just kidding.
Of course I would have said three. What the.
Don't ban us, bad spot. We're just joking, please.
Please, we're joking. And finally, the final story. We had a return. Of
yes.
Zeitgeist.
It's Zapk.
They both start with Z.
Yeah, those two consonants just don't naturally come together. You can't say those together. Zapk. You just can't do it.
If you don't remember Zapk, who could? Zapk, aka Subpixel, he was a user here and he had a big fit and he form suicided a while ago.
Yeah, he released a malicious update to Slayer that deleted your blockland. Everything.
Yeah. Very nice. Out of the blue, also, like, was there any reason? I don't remember. He just kind of, like, fuck it.
He just left. He was like, yeah, you know what? So, I'm going to release a malicious update and then spam the master server.
So, of course, after that, what's the obvious thing? You come back.
Of course.
Because it's a ploy. You make him mad, but we're the most forgiving community on Earth. So, obviously, he came back to a standing ovation. People were just, they're jumping out of their pants. Oh my god, our messiah is back. Zapk came back and everyone was like, holy shit, it's fucking Zapk. He's back.
No, what but honestly, was anyone really surprised? I mean, come on.
Yeah, but what's an interesting turn of events is that he came back and then he released Tango.
Yeah,
it
was a really nice library that was, for GUI movement, like little elements, you know, like the smooth movement, and it just looked really nice. And now we can't update.
And then he made a drama thread.
Not a drama thread.
Very cryptic.
It was
moved to drama.
Moved to drama.
But yeah, he was basically him. He won his name back, and then Bad Spot banned him again, and revealed that he has had about 10 banned accounts. I would say, right? 10.
Yeah, I think he said 10. It was. I was a little surprised.
Which,
I thought he only had like one or two.
Here's my thing about bands, and I've said this a lot, but it's really true. Think about how many people play this game, and how many people have been on these forums, and how many people have been permabanned, you know? Honestly, a lot of normal people have been permabanned. I would argue only about maybe even 500 people. No, not even that. Maybe even only 200 people have been permabanned, you know?
Well, I think...
Maybe more.
Well, you have to think. I mean, this game's been around for like 10 years. I mean, it's got to be more than like 500.
Maybe more than, but I'm saying most people don't get permanently banned.
Yeah,
right?
I have.
Most people don't get banned permanently banned two times, especially three, especially four, especially five, especially six.
Are you just gonna keep going, or are you just gonna stop? Eventually?
And especially 10. If you have been banned.
You skipped one.
Maybe he hasn't been permanently banned. I skipped a bunch. I see. Maybe he hasn't been permanently banned 10 times, but I'm saying if you've been banned 10 times, maybe that's a sign that it's, you're doing something wrong and we don't want you here. I apologize. You know? Like, guys like Trinic, they've been banned a lot, but they honestly, they haven't broken the rules now. And he's doing okay.
Yeah. I mean, back then, he was like, what, 13? That was like a few years ago. I mean, he's much better now. He's very helpful in the coding help forums. He's a decent user.
Yeah, he's fine now. But I'm saying, it's just like it really does seem like a lot of users keep on coming back here, and a lot of them develop these like kind of victim complexes. You can see plenty of examples of that on the
BDX/Blockland.
It's horrible.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but it's just like you can't see that. Sure, maybe BadSpot has made a mistake, and maybe you felt that your ban was unfair. We've all been through it. I think my ban was unfair. Personally, I would have preferred not to have been permanently banned, but I was. And I realized I made a mistake, and you kind of got to realize that maybe it's not all his fault.
Yeah.
The BLCast Build of the Week is Cool Blockhead Sampras City 2014, which is an updated version of his old Sampras City, and it's a really neat build. It's got a very nice V8 city feel, but with some updated, you know, we've got mod terrain, it's got elms, tree bricks, it's got a really nice feel to it. It reminds me of Beta City, but just more expanded. I really do enjoy it.
Yeah, it's like you said, it's like V8. But incorporates a lot of the modern stuff, like mod terrain. The mod terrain really makes it better, because I think if, you know, it's like a beta build back then, if they had mod terrain and like all the stuff we have now. And it's really nice because it has like, you know, it has the whole city, the all that, and then also has like suburbs and the beach and countryside, and it's like all just rolled into one. It's really nice. All right, so we got some cool add-ons this week. First off, we got the Better IP Ban add-on, which basically has a continuous updated list of people who have been crashing servers, and it basically automatically downloads the list to your server and auto-bans anyone who's on that list. I think it could be abused, so that's why I don't want to use it, but I mean, it's a step in the right direction. I mean, I think I'd prefer to use the DLL that Computer Mix or CCA or whoever wrote.
But it's still a good step in the right direction. However, you know, it could be abused.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
If it is abused, it'll be banned.
All right. So my add-on of the week would be the meme arrows.
Nice meme.
I think that I think that my add-on of the week is the Advanced Road Pack by Siba and Tenexi. It has a bunch of different types of roads that are in the style of the default road, but it's like, you know, diagonals, curves, better, different lanes, all that stuff. I mean, it is missing a few things because apparently Siba's computer crashed and he lost a lot of stuff, but even still, it's really useful.
And of course, the final moment you've been waiting for, the Blockland quote of the week, everybody.
But before that, we're going to have the runner-up quote of the week. The runner-up quote of the week was said by Ravencroft, and it is, "Yeah, you can thank my iPad's auto carrot for that. It never fails to fail me."
Fucking perfect. I it's not a personal slight on Ravencroft, but what a perfect auto carrot, everybody.
I mean, even if it was on purpose, it was amazing.
Beautiful. Great. And of course, that was the runner-up, but here's the real quote of the week. The real quote of the week, everybody. Furling, quote, "Who is Cubelands?"
Unbelievable. Just unbelievable.
My comment is, what? What does that mean?
Is he fucking with us? Is that supposed to be a joke?
Know.
Or is he trying to
I
trick
don't
us?
Even know.
I don't know. Is he trying to act like, I don't know. It's like he's trying
to... That's a mystery.
Yeah.
What is he even saying? Who is he trying to fool us? Like, maybe they'll think I'm not Cubelands. Maybe they'll think I'm Plaz. Like, what are you trying to do? I don't know. Please tell me. Oh my god. Ugh.
Well, I don't think he'll be able to tell you, but maybe he'll be able to sign it to you, but
so, isn't this great?
Well, guys, that's it for the first episode of the BL Podcast. It was a little crazy. It was a little rusty. We haven't done this before. We hope you guys enjoyed it. I know. Blockland Podcast, whatever. But we're really excited about the project. We think Blockland has a really interesting, unique community, as crazy as it is. Yeah.
All right, yeah. So if you guys liked it, please let us know. If there's anything we need to improve on, also let us know about that. If you think we sucked,
let us know. We'd love to know.
No, what you do is you click the reply button, you type in what you're going to say, you find a rope, and you hang yourself.